Today's share is Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samech Aleph. We will begin on Daf Samech Amud Beis, the last words of the Amud. Tanya v'chein ha'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Furthermore, teaches us the Gemara that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai taught us, Kivrei Oivde Kechavim e'metam ba'ol, that the Kvarim of Akum are not metam ba'ol. As we know, the Torah Akdash teaches us that if there's a mace in an oil, if there's a mace in a place that's covered, says the Torah Zoyis, a Torah Adam ki yamas ba'oil, kolabal oil v'cholasher ba'oil, anything that comes into that whole oil, yitma shivas shamim, has very serious tumas oil for 7 days, and teaches us our Gemara now that halacha does not apply, that halacha does not apply by the Kivrei Akum. Shnemar, because the Pasuk says, v'atem tsoini, Tzai Marisi, Adam Atem, teaches us the Gemara, Atem, Kriyim Adam, you, Klai Yisrael, call Adam, then I've the Kachavim, Kriyim Adam. The Mepharshim try to explain, how does this halacha that we're learning now about Kivrei Akum being Metama Ba'il or not being Metama Ba'il come to our Gemara? The Pasha Peshat Aruch Lener suggests is because the previous Gemara we had learned a halacha that Rav Shimon ben Yochai taught us. Rav Shimon ben Yochai taught us that he held that a geyaris, if a woman is a geyaris, p'chusim b'ash shalosh shanim v'yom echad, under the age of 3 years old, a kohen may marry her, and that's why he brought this sugya in as well about this memra from Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Yamsha Shlaima says that just like we learned at the end of the previous shiur, that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, here too, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, because the Gemara, many the Racham disagree, and they hold that Kivrei Akum are metamei ba'oil. Tosfos and many other Rishonim ask, here the Gemara says, Atam Kriyim Adam, that only Klal Yisrael called Adam, Vein Akum Kriyim Adam. But the Tosfos asks that we do find that the Torah does call Akum Adam, because the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tesom and Aleph, based on the pasuk that says Ashiasa Osa Adam V'Chay V'Hem a pasuk in Parshas Achri Mois, that we learn from there that Ivik Chacham Ma'os B'Tayra, if an Akum learns Tayra, Harayu K'Kohen Gadol, he's considered like a Kohen Gadol. So what? And the Gemara explains Kohanim V'Levim Yisrael M'Loi Nemar. The pasuk doesn't speak about Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, El Ha'Adam. The pasuk speaks about Adam, that everybody, even Nochrim, that learn Torah. So how can we say that Adam doesn't include Akum? So Rashi says that actually this is a Machloikus Ramei and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the man d'Amid that holds that Akum are not created in the category of Adam. Rameyer actually disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam differentiates when the Pasuk says Adam or Ha-Adam. When the Pasuk says Adam, says Rabbeinu Tam, indeed, as our Gemara just taught us, Akum are excluded. When the Pasuk says Ha-Adam, Akum are included. Rabbeinu Meshulam gives a different teretz. He says when the Pasuk speaks about punishment, then the word Adam only speaks to Yisrael, not to Akum. Because the Torah did not want to use the word Yisrael when it speaks about a punishment. So the Torah used the word Adam, even though it only means Jews. But the Pasuk of Achai Behem, which doesn't speak about Peronius, doesn't speak about anything bad, there Akum are included. The Mepharshim, many Mepharshim try to give pshat in our Gemara that says Atam Kriyim Adam, that Klal Yisrael Kriyim Adam, Vein Umas Olam Kriyim Adam. What is meant with this? The pshat that I often refer to is a pshat that I saw in the name of Ramey Shapiro, but really many other Mepharshim say this pshat as well. It was actually said at the time of the famous Bayless trial, which was taking place in Russia, which at that time it was not just that individual Bayless that was on trial, but really all of Klal Yisrael were on trial, and the prosecutors against Klal Yisrael quoted many Gemaras that they found objectionable. And of course, one of the Gemaras that they quoted was our Gemara, Atam Kriyim Adam, Ben Oiv Dekacham Kriyim Adam. And they asked, the chief rabbi of Moscow at that time, asked many Gedol Yisrael to try to help him defend and say a pshat in this Gemara to defend Klal Yisrael. So he says, if you look at in Hebrew, there's a few ways, there's more than one way how to describe a person. There's a word called ish, a man, isha, a woman. And then there's the word adam. He says, what is the difference, a pidigduk, according to Hebrew grammar, between the word adam and the word ish? The word ish is singular. When we want to speak about many people, we say anoshim. Noshim, isha is one woman. Noshim are many women. But there is no plural form for the word Adam. Adam is used both when we speak about the singular and about the and the plural. To teach us, Atam, all of Klal Yisrael, Kruim Adam, all of you are considered like one human being. The Achdus that exists amongst Klal Yisrael is Atam, Kruim Adam. That only exists by Klal Yisrael. Veinu Misoilam, that type of achdus that exists and unites all Jews in Kriyim Adam. Another pshat that I saw is the Gemara actually in Masechta Tamid on this pasuk that we just quoted of Adam Kiyamas Ba'ayil says, Mayas Adam Ve'yichya, what should a person do in order they should be able to live? Yomis Atzmai. He should deprive himself of Olam Hamba Aza. Shein HaTorah Miskayemis, the Torah cannot exist. Ela B'mi Shememis Atzmai Olah. Only somebody who's willing to give up Olam Hazah for it. Now we know the Torah was given, the world was given, created for people who learn Torah. Bereishis, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world B'shvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis. Atem, you are Kruim Adam. You are the people in that pasuk of Adam Kiyamas Boil. You are the people who are connected to Torah. Ve'numas Oilam, but the nations of the world refuse to accept the Torah. And therefore that pasuk, which speaks about people who are learning Torah, Ve'numas Oilam Kriyim Adam, are not included in that pasuk. The Kedushas Levi says that the word Adam, which refers to a human being, is really a combination of two concepts. Aleph stands for Alufa Shalolam, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Dam refers to the blood with which we cannot exist. Atem, you Klal Yisrael, understand this concept that a person was put to the world. The Dam, the human being that was brought to this world, was put in this world for Aleph, to serve the Alufa Shalolam, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein Umas Ha'olam Kriyim Adam. The Umas Ha'olam don't have that understanding that our entire existence is only here to serve Hashem. The Bas Ayin gives another pshat. He says, the pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, V'hi Adam V'nefesh Chaya. When the pasuk discusses the creation of the human being, the pasuk says, V'hi Adam Nefesh Chaya, that a person was created to be a living organism, and the pasuk says Nefesh Chaya. The Targum says Leruach Memalala. A person was created Leruach Memalala. What makes us special is our ability to speak. So explains the Bas Ayin. Atem Kruim Adam. You were created with what the purpose of a person being created. The person was created in order to use the power of speech, which sets the person separate, which makes the person special with that ability to speak and say Divrei Torah. Ve'ein Umas Olam, but the Umas Olam who don't learn Torah, ein Umas Olam Kruim Adam. They're not created with that goal that they use their mouths to speak, to speak divrei Torah, to speak what a person is supposed to speak. I saw another pshat from the Maror Yecheskel. He says that atem kruim adam, that a person is put into the world to be a shutef, to be a partner in his creation. We're brought into the world, we're not yet complete. Only after we do and live the way we're supposed to live, then are we created and we come to the goal of our creation. Atem, Klal Yisrael, were created for the Adam to work and be here with what we're supposed to accomplish. However, Ve'ein Umas Olam Kriyim Adam. The Umas Olam were not created for that purpose. The Umas Olam are here in this world just to live a life of Gashmius, but not to be, not connect themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Meisvei, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk that we discussed in our previous shiur, that speaks about the Mechemes Midyon, and the Pasuk says, V'nefesh Adam, Shisha Esa Elef. The Pasuk speaks about all the people that were in that war, the Midyonim, and they're called Adam. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Behema, because the Pasukim over there also speak about the animals that were divided up. And since the Pasuk speaks about the animals, so when we're comparing the Akum to animals, certainly the Akum are considered Adam. They're considered Adam if we compare them vis-a-vis the Behema. And that's why in that Pasuk, when the Pasuk uses the word Adam, it refers to Akum as well. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Yoina, when the Pasuk speaks about the people of Nineveh, the people of Nineveh were Akum. And the Pasuk says, Asher Yeshboy Harbi Mishtem Isariboy Adam, there were more than 120,000 people, Ashla Yodam Ben Yemina Ismailai, that didn't know between the right and the left, or Behema Rabbah. So again, we see that the Adam that's referred to there are Akum. Answers the Gemara again, Mishum Behema. Because the Pasuk speaks about the Behema, so when we're comparing Adam to Behema, when we're comparing a human being to Behema, of course, the Akum are considered Adam. Then the Gemara asks another question from the Pasuk about Mechemes Midyan. The Pasuk says, Kol Harig Nefesh V'chol Noige B'chalot Tischatohu, whoever came in contact with killing someone in that war should purify themselves. So we see that the people, the Akum, were considered Adam, and therefore the Jewish soldiers who came in contact with them had to purify themselves. But again, we see that the Akum are killed, called Adam. Says the Gemara, there was different, because there the concern was Dilma Ikdachad Yisrael. They had to purify themselves because maybe a Jew had killed them, had been killed. And since the Jew had been killed, they had to purify themselves for that point. So Mefarshim asked, we know that halacha is that Safik Tumah b'Rishus Rabbim, when there's a Safik of Tumah that takes place in Rishus Rabbim, we're lenient. So here we're saying there was a Safik, Dilma Iktalchan Misrael, but that would be a Safik Tumah. And a Safik Tumah is not Matame. So the Sefer Ashrish Yaakov takes out the word Dilma. He says, Iktal, Jews were killed. And since Jews were killed, they had to purify themselves. Dar Chaner says that maybe the Gemara's concern is not just that they killed a Jew, but they maybe killed a Jew in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And the halach is that Safak Tom and Rosh Hashanah Yochid were actually Machmer. Rabbanan, however, disagree, says that, and they hold, but they don't agree with what Rav Shim Ben Yochai said. They don't agree that when the Pasuk says Adam, it means Atem Kurim Adam, only Jews, V'loi Akum. The Pasuk says, again, about the Muhammad here. The Pasuk of Yom HaMosh Avedecha Nos Roish Anshe Muhammad Shem Yedenu V'loi Nifkam Menu Ish. Every soldier came back safely. So say to Rabban Rav Shimon, what are you saying that the reason they had to purify themselves was not because of the Akum, it was only because of the Jews that they might have killed, but says the Gemara, the Pasuk clearly indicates there were no Jews killed in that war. So how could that be the reason for a possible need for purification? Says the Gemara of Shimon ben Yochai. Shimon ben Yochai says that Pasuk is not speaking about physical survival or death. What the Pasuk means is, Lo'nifka mimenu ish la'aveira. There wasn't one Jewish person that did an Aveira with the B'nai Smidyan. But Chas v'Shalom, but it is possible that they didn't physically survive. Ravina says a different pshat. Even though we're saying that the Akum are not Metama Thomas Oil, as we began this sugya, the Ksiv, as we've learned, Adam Kriyumus Mi Oil, Atam Kriyum Adam, then Umus Oilum Kriyum Adam. However, the Torah certainly did not eliminate them from coming in contact of Manga Masa. And that's why they had to purify themselves. And that's why the Rambam paskins, that even though Kivrei Akum are not Metama, that's only regarding the Tumas Oil. But regarding all other Tumas Maga Umasa, says the Rambam, it applies to Akum as well. Says the Mishnah, Iris is Almona. If a Kohen Gadol had an Iris with Almona, as we discussed in our previous Shurim, the Aloch is that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almona. What happens if the Kohen Gadol did Erison before he became an Almona? And then when the Smanel Kohen Gadol, and then he was appointed to become the Kohen Gadol, Yichnos. The Aloch is he may do Nesuin. And says the Mishnah, Masa B'Yeshua Ben Gamla, there was actually an episode with Yeshua Ben Gamla, Shekidish is Marsa Baspasis. He did Kedusha with Marsa Baspasis, who was a very wealthy woman. And then, Minolam Gachli is Kohen Gadol. He did Erison with her, and then he was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, the Kansa, and he did Nesuin. Says the Mishnah, Shemeres Yavam, a Shemeres Yavam, that her husband, as we've been learning in our Masechta, died without children, that she has to have Yibam, the Nafl Fnei Kohen Hedget, and she fell to the brother-in-law, the brother of the Nifter, who was a Kohen Hedget. And then the Smanali is Kohen Gadol, and then this individual was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol. Abish Asba Mamer, not only did she fall to him, but even though he did Mimer, which as we've learned so many times in our Masechta, the Halacha is that a Kohen Gadol, that the proper way of marrying a woman, doing Yibum, is first do Maimer and then do Yibum. So Maimer is a step in the direction of the Yibum. The Halacha is Abish also by Maimer. Since Midaraisa, the Maimer doesn't have any validity, Hareza Layachnis, the Halacha is he should not marry her. Tarabonim, so ask the Gemara, we just learned the Halacha, the Menayin, Shem Iris as Almona. How do we know that if an individual, Kohen Hedget, did Erison with an Almona, and then when the Smanali is Kohen Gadol, and then he was appointed to be in Kohen Gadol, Sheikhness, he may do Nesun with that woman. Tamaloimer, the Pasuk says, Yikach Isha. The Pasuk says, as Rashi says, Ki'im Besula Ma'amav Yikach Isha. The Pasuk just should have said, Ki'im Besula Ma'amav Yikach. What does the Torah say, Yikach Isha? The Torah comes to teach us that extra Isha, that if there was an Erison that was permissible, it may be consummated into a Nesuin, even though at the point of Nesuin, he's already a Kohen Gadol. Iyachi asked the Gemara, if that's the Halacha, the same thing should be by Shemeres Yavam Nami, that if she became as a Shemeres Yavam, then he should not be allowed to do, they should allow to be do Nesuin, even though he was appointed before he did the Yibam. Answers the Gemara, we learn from here, Isha v'loy yavma. So the Ritva asks, why do we have to have this limud? Why don't we have a limud similar to what we had in the Nantes, where the Gemara said, Isha achas v'loy shtayim. So only one woman is included, not the other one. So he says, here both of them are really in the same category of almana. That's why we had to have a different limud to exclude her. Says the Gemara, Maisa be Yeshua. There was a story in Shubha Gamla that did Kedusha with Masa Baspasis. And then the king appointed him to be the Kohen Gadol, and he was allowed to consummate with Nisuin. But says the Gemara Menuah in, the Mishnah speaking about a case that he was appointed by the king, but in the Snamna, that he was elected by the other Kohanim, Loi. That's not what happened here. Amar Rav Yosef, Kater Kazina Chacha. I see a rebellion here. I see something improper happen. Damar Rav Asi, and says Rav Asi, that's exactly what happened. Takava the Dinri, Aile Marsabas Basis, Liane Malka. Marsaba Maisa was a very wealthy woman, and she brought a basket full of gold coins to the king. Yanai, Adamukala Yishama Baganam Kani Ravna, in order that he should be appointed to be the king, but not that he was really worthy to be the king. So if many Mefarshim ask the question that we find throughout Shas, that Yeshua ben Gamla, Baram Oysa Zoche Ish L'Toiv, the Gemara Masech Baba Basra, Dav Chof Aleph Amin Aleph, teaches us that he was a very great person. Shemali Hu, Nishtakach Torah Yisrael, he was the one that established Yeshivas and Klal Yisrael. And therefore we see that he was a very great individual. So why is the Gemara denigrating him and saying that he only became Kohen Gadol because his wife gave a lot of money? So I saw many different pshatim. One pshat is there was more than one Yeshua ben Gamla. Another pshat is there were people as great as Yeshua ben Gamla was, there were people that were greater than him. And only because he was willing to spend this, because the money that was spent, was he appointed to be the king. And without that, he would have never been appointed to be Kohen Gadol. Another pshat, that's the Pasha pshat, is that we see that in those days, the only thing that was of significance, was the money. It could be that Yeshua ben Gamla was deserving to be Kohen Gadol, but he didn't get the job because of his merits. He got the job because only the money that was given. And it's very interesting. There was a gathering of Gedolei Yisrael hundreds of years ago, and where there was a decision reached, Shlo Yishtadl Shum Rav Lahasrig Mishas Rabbonus, no Rav should attempt to get the position of Rabbonus, Ayidei Avah, by lending money to the community, Ayidei Matana, giving money to the community, Hein Ayidei Atzmai, whether he gives the money, and Bein Dei Echerim, or others who give the money. A person should not be appointed because of finances. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, says, the call nisnamna, any dain that was appointed to his position because of money, you shouldn't respect him. Not only do you not have to respect him, there's a mitzvah to disrespect him. And on this takana are signed some of the greatest leaders of Klal Yisrael, the Lavosh, the Mashal, the Sma, the Maram, the Mashor, the Shlah. 100 years afterwards, when this rule started getting weak again, there was a major meeting of Gedolei Yisrael, where again, Gedolei Yisrael, the Avnei Nezer, the Emri Emes, the Yismach Yisrael, also reaffirmed that no Rav should be appointed to his position based on financial considerations. And says the Bach, based on our Gemara, and based on what we just said, that even if you have a person who is worthy on his own for that position, as we just quoted, that Yeshua ben Gamla was certainly a very great individual, as much as a person is a great individual, if he's appointed to the position only because of financial considerations, the Gemara says, Kater Kazina Chacha. We see here something that was inappropriate. And even if somebody maybe deserves the job, it should not be based on financial considerations. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Shemes Achiv. If a Kohen Gadol's brother passed away and he died without children, and the Shemeres Yovam falls in front of the Kohen Gadol for Yibam, the halacha is Chaylitz v'loy Yabim. So of course, ask Tosfos that what's the Chiddush in this Mishnah? We just learned in the previous Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol doesn't do Yibam. So what's the Mishnah teaching us? So Tosfos answers, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that we would think that since the Kohen Gadol can't do Yibam, maybe ought not to do Chalitza. Because as we've learned so many times in our Masechta, that Yibam and Chalitza travel together. And therefore, since Yibam is not an option here, maybe Chalitza should not be an option either. Teaches us the Gemara that Chalitza he has to do. Says the Gemara, Kaposik B'tani, our Mishnah set a rule. Loishna me'erisin, v'loishna menesuin. It doesn't make a difference how this sister law became a Yivama, whether the husband died when they were only a Murasus or even a Suin. Bishlam and a Suin, so ask the Gemara, I understand that if she was an Almanim and a Suin, so the Kohen Gadol marrying with such a woman would be a violation of an essay, where the Torah says, as we've been learning often now, Shiurim, Besula me'amov yikach isha, and would also be a violation of a lois essay, Almanah lo yikach, and therefore the halach is ein essay. The essay of Yivama Yava Aleh is not doicha a lois essay va'essay, as we discussed extensively at the beginning of our Masechta. Ella, if she's an Amana min Eirisin, so she's still a Besula. So the essay of Yivama Yava Aleh, Yava essay, the essay of Yivama Yava Aleh, should be doicha the lois essay of Almanah lo yikach. Answers the Gemara, actually that should be correct. But the reason Chazal said that Yibum should not take place is because Gzeira Bia Rishayna, the first act of Bia, which is permissible, ought to be a Shnia, because then he wouldn't be fulfilling a mitzvah. He already fulfilled the mitzvah with the first Bia. So in that Bia, we wouldn't have the situation of an essay Doichel Esesay. Since at that point, we would not have an essay Doichel Esesay, in order to avoid such a situation, Chazal said, don't even do the Bia Rishayna. And this we could help us understand the Tosfos that we quoted a moment ago. We quoted a Tosfos that our Mishnah is coming to teach us that even though the Kohen Gadol should not do Yibam, he should do Chalitza. And Tosfos says, the Chiddush is that even though normally Yibam and Chalitza travel together, here Chalitza is done even though Yibam will not be done. And the question in learning Tosfos is why not? Maybe if Yibam is not an option, Chalitza ought also not to be an option. The answer is, as we just learned, really Yibam is an option. The only reason Chazal said not to do the Yibam is Gzeira Bia Rishayna ought to be a Shnia. So that means Midaraisa, Yibam may be conducted. And therefore, since Midaraisa, Yibam may be conducted, that's why Chalitza is done and not Yibam. It says the Mishnah Kohen Hedjit, Layisa Lailanus. A woman who can't have children, a Kohen Hedjit, I may marry her, Elm Kain, Yeshla Ishu Abadim. Unless he already has fulfilled the mitzvah Pura Rivia when he had a different wife and children. Rabbi Yudaimer, Apish Yeshla Ishu Abadim. Even if he already had a wife and he, Baruch Hashem, had children, and if he fulfilled the mitzvah Pura Rivia, still Layisa Lailanus. She should not marry an islandess, for says Rabbi Yehuda, an islandess is in the category Shehi Zoyna Hamur B'Torah. As we've been discussing in our Shiurim, the halach is that a Kohen may not marry a Zoyna, and says Rabbi Yehuda, an islandess is considered a Zoyna. For Chum Imrim, Chum hold, ain Zoyna, the definition of a Zoyna, is only someone who is Giyaris or Mishachraris, a Giyaris or a Shivcha that was freed, or Shenivala Bila's Nus, that she had a relation that she wasn't supposed to have. The Rishonim debate, what is the definition of Nivala Bila's Nus? Rashi says that a woman who had relations with a man whom she's not allowed to marry, that's called Nivala Bila's Nus. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says the definition of Bila's Nus is only if she had relations with a man where Kedushin is not typhus. That means if she had relations with a Chayve Krisis or Chayve Mrs. Besdin, then in those cases, the halacha is that she's considered Nivela Bilis Nus. Amalei Rav Shlusel Rav Huna. So Rav Shlusel said to Rav Huna, my Tama, why is the reason that you're saying that a Kohen should not marry an Eilness? Mishum Piririvya. Because it's a, you can't fulfill the mitzvah, Piririvya, if this woman can't have children. So ask the Gemara, a Piririvya, Kahanim Huda Mifkadi, are only Kahanim obligated in the mitzvah Piririvya, Visral La Mifkadi. So why are we differentiating between Kohanim and Yisraelim? Amalei, says the Gemara, Shem the Kamaslim Sefer. In other words, he says, you're right. A Yisrael also should not marry a islandess where he can't fulfill the mitzvah of Pir Rivia. However, because we're going to learn in the Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Api Sheyesh Le'isha, even though he has a wife, and he can fulfill the mitzvah of Pir Rivia, V'yesh Le'banim, Le'isa Islandess, why? She's Zoyna Amur B'Torah. Marrying a woman who can't have children, even though you already have fulfilled or have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah, you still shouldn't marry such a woman, because says Rabbi Yehuda, she's in the category of a zoyna, that a kohen may not marry, as the pasuk says, isha zoyna v'chalal lo yikachu. And when we speak about a zoyna, kahanim huda mefkadi, only kahanim are prohibited from marrying a zoyna. Yisrael lo mefkadi, it's not a halacha that applies to Yisraelim. That's why the Mishnah at the beginning spoke about kahanim. But actually this halacha, says the Gemara, applies to Yisraelim as well. On Rav Huna, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that an eilness is considered a zoyna? So it says, because the pasuk says in Hosea, Ochlo v'lo yizbo'u, hiznu v'lo yizfroetzu. Kol b'yish ein b'pirtza. Says Rabbi Yehuda, any relation that can't cause that there should be children, ein ela b'yiznus, is considered a b'yiznus. Of course, Tosfos points out, that doesn't mean that Kohen would not be allowed to marry a ketana, who we learned many times in our Masechta, can't have children. Because even though she currently can't have children, eventually she will be able to have children. The pasuk here is referring to an individual that will never be able to have children. Tanya Rebbe Lezer, I'm a Kohen lo yisa es a ketana. But says, Rebbe Lezer holds that for this reason, a Kohen should not marry a ketana. Amalei Rav Chisda L'Rabba, Poik, Ayin Ba, go look into this halacha that you just said. In other words, Poik, as the Tosfos Yontif explains, means go out of your own comfort zone. Start thinking about what you just said. The Urta tonight, Bailer Rav Huna Minach, Rav Huna is going to try to understand this halacha. Nafak Ayin Ba says, and indeed that's what he did. It says the Gemara, Rav Elazar Savalog Kerameyer. Rav Elazar holds like Rameya, the Savalog Kerameyer Yehuda, and he agrees with Kerameyer Yehuda. Savalog Kerameyer, the Chayesh Lemutai. Rameya is the man the Amma through Shas, as we're going to learn, is concerned even for something unlikely to happen. And therefore, we have to be concerned that this Ketana is an islandess. And on the other hand, and then he goes on to say, Rav Elazar holds like Rav Yehuda, that once a woman is an islandess, Zayna have her, and that's why the Kohen is not allowed to marry her. So because there's an outside chance, even though it's a slim chance, that this Tana is an islandess, that's why he says he's not allowed to marry her. Ask the Gemara, Ukermeya Misavala, is that true that Rav Elazar agrees with Rav Meir that we're worried about something which is unlikely to happen? Vatanya, the Braisa teaches us, Katan Viktana. If you have a Katan whose brother passed away without children, and now his Amana falls to him, to this cotton for Yibam, or Ketana, if you have a girl who is a Ketana, whose husband died without children, Lecholtz v'lo yimiyab mediv Rameyer. Rameyer says, these individuals can't do not Chalitza, not Yibam. Amalei Rameyer, Yofa Marta, we could understand what you said, that ain't Cholzim, that they can't do Chalitza. Because in the parasha of Chalitza, Ish Ksiv parasha, the pasuk says, v'lo yachbitza ish, l'kachas es yivimta, u'makshinon ish al ish. We say whatever is the halacha by the ish, that it has to be an adult, so too is the halacha by the isha, that she must be an adult to be able to participate in the chalitza. But ask the Gemara, my tama eimi yabim. The Torah doesn't use the word ish regarding yibam. So why are a katan excluded from yibam? Amalei, because we're concerned, said Rameya, Katan Shemiyim Tsasaris, we might find that the katan is an individual who can't have children. And as we've learned earlier in our Masechta, an individual who can't have children doesn't do Yibum, because the entire purpose of Yibum is Lahakim La'achav Shem, to have children. This individual can't have children. Uktana, and the same reason we don't do Yibum with Uktana, because Shema Timtza Islandess, that maybe this girl is an Islandess. And again, a woman, a mono who can't have children, is not a candidate for Yibum. Nimtza, and if we're going to do Yibum under the circumstances, Poigim Be'erva, she remains an Eishes Ach. And when she's an Eishes Ach, as we often explain, if the Torah says, do Yibum, so then she's not considered an Eishes Ach. Under other circumstances, she's considered an Eishes Ach. But Tanya, Kedanim is Yabemis, Be'im Mecheletzis. But Rabbi Lezer disagrees. So how could you say Rabbi Lezer's opinion that a Kohen Lo Yisin as a Ketana is based on Ramea's concern that maybe the Ketana ends up being an islandess? We clearly see that Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree with Ramea. And says the Gemara, and we also said that Rabbi Lezer agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that an islandess is a zoina. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda misavala, can you say that Rabbi Lezer agrees with Rabbi Yehuda and considers an islandess a zoina? For Tanya, the Braisa discusses which woman is considered a zoina. Says the Braisa, zoina kishma, divrei Rabbi Lezer, a woman who has relations with people she's not supposed to have relations with is considered a zoina. Rabbi Kiva Aima, zoina zum mefkeres. Even a single woman, so she's not an Eishes Ish, but if she has relations with men in an immoral fashion, is a zoina. Masi b'chamrish amar, afila holich bala lashkoisa. Even if her husband was bringing his wife as a soita to the Beis HaMikdash to give her to drink the mayim amarim, and we know that at that point she may not have relations with her husband, and they did have relations. Also zayna, Rabbi Yehuda, zayna zu islandess. Rabbi Yehuda, as we learned in our Mishnah, holds that an islandess is a zayna. The Chama Imrim, the Chama hold, as we also learned in the Mishnah, ain zayna al giyaris meshachreris v'shenivla bilaznus. Rabbi Lezer Imer, pani abba pnuya, a single man and a single woman, shloy l'shem ishus, have relations without the purpose of getting married. They do it l'shem znus. The halacha is asa zoyna. And as the Rishonim point out, this is not consistent with what Rabbi Kiva said. Rabbi Kiva says somebody who is mufkeris does it often. According to Rabbi Lezer, even if they just do it once, she will become a zoyna. But we clearly see in this Braisa that Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda that an islandess is a zoyna. So a moment ago, we had that, what was Rabbi's explanation in Rabbi Lezer's psak, that Kohen Lo Yisin is a ketana? It was based on Ramea's opinion and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Asked the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree, not with Ramea, not with Rabbi Yehuda. El Amar of Adar Barhav, Ava, the reason he says why a cotton may not marry a ketana, hocha b'koin godl askinen. We're talking about a koin godl, not a koin hedyet. Leim is kanalei. When does the kedushin become a kedushin if he does kedushin with a ketana that wasn't married? All the rishonim point this out, that wasn't married off by a father, l'chi gadlo. And at that point, she is already a bula. Amar Rava, machle leiv. The people that don't have a proper heart, don't have a proper understanding. If her father married her off, she becomes his wife at the moment of the marriage, even though she's a ketana. And if she married herself off, everybody will agree that if she married herself off and it was only a kedusha de rabbanon, the kedusha should only become effective when she's a gedolah, and at that point she's a bula. El amarava loyelam b'kohen hedyet. The kohen hedyet should not marry a ketana. Why? Chashina shem tespat Allah. We're concerned that since she's a young person and she's not mature, she may end up having an adulterous relationship. And that's why she should marry a ketana. Ask the Gemara, if that's a concern, Yehachi, Yisrael Nami. Yisrael should also not be allowed to marry a ketana for that concern. Answers the Gemara, Peter ketana einasul. A young girl, a ketana that is enters into a relationship based on being seduced, is an einas. And as we've learned previously, in Daf Nun Vav Mabez, V'einas B'Yisrael Mishri Shari. If this woman is considered an anusa, she would be allowed to remain with her husband, the Yisrael. Only a Kayan's wife who is violated may not go back to her husband. And that's why the Kayan's wife, the Ketana, who was a Mefuta, that even though Midaraisa, she's considered an oinus, doesn't make a difference. A Kayan can't remain with his wife who was violated. Yisrael doesn't have that concern. Rapapa says a different pshat. Again, and when Rabbi Elazar said that a kohen should not marry a ketana, he says we're talking about a kohen gadol. Vai tanahu, but this is going according to the following opinion. The Tanya, the pasuk says regarding the kohen gadol, ki im besula me'amav yikach isha, besula yochel ketana. I would think as long as the girl is a besula, even if she's a ketana, the kohen gadol may marry her. Tamalai me isha. Isha, if the pasuk says Isha, which means a mature woman, Yochel Begeris, that he can marry even a woman who's a Begeris. Tamalayma Psula, he has to marry a Psula. Ha Ketzad, what does that mean? Yotzma Kal Katnus, who has to be a girl who's no longer a Ketana, Lakal Bagris Loi Bosa. She has to be a Nara. And that's what Rabbi Elazar meant when he said that the Kohen Gadol should not marry a Ketana, because he holds that a Kohen Gadol should strictly marry a Nara. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, a different reason why a kohen gadol should not marry a ketana. Hai ketanahu, the Tanya, the Braisa says, Besula, ain't Besula el Nara. Whenever the Torah says, and the Torah says regarding the kohen gadol, ki im Besula ma'am of yikach isha, whenever the Torah uses the word Besula, it means a Nara. The Kenu Omer, and so does the Pasuk say by Rivka, Vanara. We see that the pasuk uses the word besula and nara together, and that's why a kohen gadol should not marry a ketana, because a kohen gadol is supposed to marry a nara, not a ketana, not a begeris. Rabbi Elazar says, "Pani haba l'panuya shelo l'shemishes," that if a single man and single woman have relations without the express purpose of getting married, they have it l'shem znus, also znoina. But says the Gemara, Amar of Amram, ain't halacha krebelazer, that's not the halacha. Says the Gemara, le'yivatel adam mipir rivya, a person should not hold back from doing the mitzvah of pirim rivya, elm ken yesh le'banim. So Tosfos asks, this is halacha we learned in the previous mission, the previous sugya, how important it is that one is only allowed to marry a woman who's able to have children. What is our Mishnah teaching us? So, Taisa says, the Mishnah is coming to teach us the various rules that we're going to learn about Pir Rivia, and coming to teach us the Machlokes of Beisham and Beis Hillel when you fulfill the base halacha Pir Rivia. Says the Gemara, Beisham and Omrim, how do you fulfill Pir Rivia? Snei Zacharim with two boys. There's interesting machlokes rishonim. What does Beis Shammai mean? Does Beis Shammai mean strictly two boys, and otherwise you would not fulfill the mitzvah? Or does Beis Shammai really mean to say like this? Beis Hillel said a boy and a girl. And Beis Shammai says, I agree that if one has a boy and a girl, he's fulfilling the mitzvah. But I'm also saying that if you don't have a boy and a girl, if you have two boys, you also fulfill the mitzvah. In other words, Beis Shammai is coming to teach us a kula, that you have two ways, either with a boy or a girl, a boy and a girl, or with two boys. So we see, from here it seems, hayesh lebonim, that if somebody has children, b'pirver rivya batel, he doesn't have the obligation of pirver rivya, me'isha lebatel, but he still has to be married. As the halacha says, Levatul Adam Pir Rivya. You don't have an obligation. Pir Rivya depends if you have children. But a wife you have to have under all circumstances. Says the Gemara, why? Even though a person has fulfilled the mitzvah, per rivia, he has the children that makes him fulfill the mitzvah, still also lama b'la'isha, he may not remain without a wife. Shnemar loy toiva yoysa adam l'avadoy. Says the Gemara, Ikad Amri, the Mishnah, a different way of understanding the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, la'isa adam, the person that is teaching us that if you let's say you had children or you marry, allowed to marry a woman that can't have children, the ha yesh lebanim, that if you already have children, ubatam apir verivya, you don't have to have children, more children, ubatam and siyas isha, and you don't have to get married. Name it have a tiyufta Rav Nachman ben Shmuel that says that you always have to be married. Says mar loy, that's not the way to learn the Mishnah. Ein lebanim, an individual who doesn't have children, noisei isha bas banim, may only marry a woman who's capable of having children. Yesh lebanim, but if a person already had children, noisei isha delav bas banim, he may marry a woman that doesn't that can't have children. Nafkamina, and what is nafkamina? Therefore, if he had children or didn't have children, limka sevatayr bishul banim. The law is that you're allowed to sell Sefer Torah in order to marry a woman who could have children. So that halacha only applies if he didn't have children. But if he already had children, then there is no right to sell a Sefer Torah. There is no right to sell a Sefer Torah in order to get married to a woman who's capable of having children. But he doesn't mean that he doesn't have to get married. Under all circumstances, the Gemara is saying he must get married.